What's up, Group 99? The last Wednesday of the year. Man, we have been just running wide open trying to get everything done to end out 2020 strong in the office. Thus, you're getting the podcast late. But here's the plan for tomorrow night, both locations. Doing something different. I know Williamsburg is doing like a Christmas thing. We're doing a Christmas thing. Corbin Campus, we'll be having a student share their salvation story. We may do hot chocolate. I'm looking into if that's allowed. It's kind of crazy what we can do and what we can't do. We can do anything, but that don't mean it's legal. So we're trying to make sure that we protect Sundays at all costs, which means we're kind of handicapped in some ways. But we'll be showing the movie Elf. We showed the movie Elf last year at Tri-County Christmas on the box truck. That was my original plan, but it was supposed to pour the rain. So we're moving it into the gym. And basically what I'd like for you to do at both campuses, Corbin and Williamsburg, no matter what Christmas thing you're doing, is, man, engage students in conversation. If you see that they're not watching the movie in Corbin Campus, for example, then just go talk to them. Ask them their salvation story. Ask them, you know, what their plans are for Christmas. Ask them who they're bringing to Christmas Eve service. Don't ask them if they're coming, but ask them who they're bringing. And if they say, well, I'm going to this church with my grandma, so, man, that's awesome. How long have you been doing that? You know, just stuff like that. And, man, I challenge you, if you want to, you know, write your students in your group a Christmas card. That'd be awesome. I know the seventh grade boys, man, they're doing a devotional reading every day together. I'm in that text, and maybe I don't have to be in all the messages, but it's just kind of cool to see that, and they're responding and prayer requests and stuff like that. So that's kind of cool. So yeah, it's going to be a great night, just laid back, just hanging out, having fun. And I just kind of going from there. We decorated the gym a little bit, put some lights up and stuff of that nature. I just want to challenge you to, you know, finish out 2020 praying for every student by name. Reach out to every student. Maybe you haven't reached out to somebody in a while. This is the week to do that. Check in on them, see how they're doing. And who knows, man, this could be the worst Christmas of some of our students' lives. And if we're involved, they might be able to handle it. So continue to drive students to Christ. I'll finish with a story. I got a Facebook message a mile long. Oh, excuse me, Instagram. A mile long from a student who is freaking out. They said Jesus is coming back. Should they be scared? Should they be joyous or what? And he read somewhere that eight planets are aligning to make the Bethlehem star. And I was like, dude, it's just two planets. Send me that article. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're right, you know. So everybody's exaggerating, everybody's freaking out, and students included, or else they never would message me to begin with. So I know God's up to something, and we get to be a part of that something. So look for him at work and join him in that work, and don't think it's strange when he wants to use you. Merry Christmas. See y'all on Wednesday. And if not, if you're at another campus, man, we'll see you when we see you. But have a very Merry Christmas, the last podcast of 2020.